maximum rock and roll. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. That was Last Point with the song Dead Tired from A Broken Road that came out in 2021 on Allegedly Records. And Last Point are from Carpinteria, California. We started that off with a cover of Stickin' in My Eye by NoFX. That was the band Sidekick from A Tribute to NoFX, Tribed for Your Pleasure, and that came out in 2002 on Cleopatra Records from LA, and Sidekick are from Hollywood. So, yes, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. And so I found something at the record store a few weeks ago at Music Millennium on East Byrne here in Portland, Oregon. It's a record, a comp, that I hadn't thought about in damn, like 20-plus years? Yeah. And when I saw it, it kind of knocked the wind out of me because it brought back a lot of memories. I found a copy, a repressing on LP, of Fat Music for Fat People Volume 1. We'll talk about it later, what it means to me, but in any case, I thought it would be appropriate if we listened to some skate punk and pop punk since the weather's nice. You know, summer vacation is coming to a close, and it's September now, so everyone's heading back to school. And this comp really reminds me of my time in high school. Kind of not so great parts of high school, but we can maybe get through some of that. Kind of cathartically maybe work through some stuff. So anyway, let's keep it going. Let's listen to another Bay band from that generation. This is One Man Army from San Francisco with the song Fade at 14.
We'll be right back. chatter, vision of truth, corporate sponsorship, raping and ruling the land. Do you think what you say won't make it any better? It's been this way, George, we'll stay this way forever.
Strung out from Simi Valley, California, with the song In Harm's Way from the Another Day in Paradise LP that came out in May of 1994 on Fat Records from San Francisco. But we just heard that on the Fat Music for Fat People Volume 1 comp that came out a few months later in August of 94. And that was the first time that I put my own copy of this record on the turntable. But anyway, before that, we heard a great record from Barcelona. That was the band Rotura with the song Requieros from the Estamos Fracasando LP that came out in 2021 on Discos Enfermos, who are also from Barcelona. Before that, we heard the song Weave and Unravel by the band Tilt from Berkeley, and we heard that off the Fat Music for Fat People comp Volume 1. So that was the Fat Music comp version, and then a year later, the official version came out on the Till It Kills LP on Fat Wreck. And then we started that off with One Man Army, the song Fate at 14 from the Dead End Stories LP that came out in 1998 on Adeline Records from Oakland. So you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and we got to hear some songs from the Fat Music for Fat People Volume 1 comp. So when I was in middle school and high school and I was first discovering punk rock, this was like 98-ish when I fell down that rabbit hole. I graduated in 2005. But in that generation of punk rock, specifically pop punk, was a big mainstream genre. So it was kind of a rough time to get into punk because there were a good amount of bandwagoners and there was a lot of gatekeeping towards kids who were just finding it. The word poser was like a death sentence. And ironically, most of the gatekeepers were listening to a lot of new mainstream punk. I was admittedly in a dark place in those years when I was like 12, 13, 14 years old. And the first bands that I really fell in love with, the bands that I could call mine, were Black Flag and Poison Idea. So My War, Sight 2, and Feel the Darkness. So I was gravitating towards darker stuff, and modern stuff was like fun and sunshiny. You know, the Jackass generation. And I was like bullied by the cool punks for listening to what they were calling old people music, because those records were like 15 years old at the time. So I never really got to enjoy this generation of punk because it came with a lot of like bad feelings. This music made me feel lonely. But I want to try it again now that I have that hindsight. So let's keep it going with a really important Fat Wreck band and another song off the Fat Music for Fat People Volume 1 comp. This is Face to Face with the song You've Got a Problem.